five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Got a message. Guys, when you talk to the doc, ask her if you can take melatonin anally. We were talking about melatonin earlier. So far, she's taken the fun out of shoving meth, beer, vaping in her butt. Hopefully, she doesn't take this away, too. Thank you, Randy. Oh, I didn't say, don't say my name. As far as I know, melatonin works orally pretty good, so I'm not going to risk it in my butt. Unless your butt falls asleep.
All right. Yeah, but I don't think the melatonin would do anything to wake it up.
No. No, you'd have a sleepy drag. You'd be dragging ass. Yeah. Hey, you go.
Probably not necessary. Yeah, at this
give
point.
You a pass on that.
I know. It's flowing.
If you do that, if it's not effective while you're taking it orally anymore.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'd say the next step would be crushing it up and snorting it.
That's what I was thinking.
And then you go.
That's what I would do.
Then you go anal.
Right. Not sure she's going to sign off on either of those.
Then you'd go anal. Sean Ganant, our buddy Sean Ganant, a little later on this morning.
That's good.
It's a Friday.
Is it?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
We booked it. Is it?
So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. You're going to phone the program. You're already in bag during the appetizer. That was a lot of fun.
He's good.
Yeah.
He is good.
I forgot how much I love that dude.
Yeah. He's among my favorites.
And he did send me an email about you two doing his Around the Bag show.
Okay. All right.
Is he going to record it?
We saw some video. He's got some famous people on there. Billy Gardell and
Gaffigan.
Gaffigan was on there.
Yeah, there's a few other dudes.
Friends of his, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why he wants us. Yeah. We have no national appeal.
Well, a lot of those guys didn't either. I mentioned the two that did.
Right.
I saw three or four other guys I don't recognize.
Yeah, most of those were his buddies.
Right, right.
And even the famous people, he's probably good buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, but he has a good rapport with you guys. Right. He can make some funny.
Exactly. Yes, he does.
There's that. Was on this date in 1935, socialism, the Social Security Act, was signed by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
If you get that in the, I don't collect Social Security as of yet, but you get that check in the mail, I believe.
Well, you get the little thing that tells you how much money you made throughout your life.
Well, I know that. I know what that means. I'm talking about if you're retired, you get that in the mail. It could be late now because... your president's getting rid of your sorting machines.
Is everything going to be late?
Yes.
Yeah, because everything it all goes through the same system.
Yeah, I talked to my mailman buddies. Everything's going to be late.
So mail that credit card check early because otherwise you'll get a late fee?
That's one of the things.
Three
yeah.
weeks to get there?
Good luck with your medication.
That's one of the things.
What about your medication?
And that's another thing.
Elderly people stuck at home?
And you know who gets their medication via the mail?
Elderly and...
Veterans.
Veterans, right.
Now then. A veterans group has finally come out.
Oh, Vote Vets? The video? I tweeted out the Vote Vets video.
Yeah, it's those vets and that video that's coming out, and they are going off about messing with the post office.
At TNT Radio Empire, watch. I retweeted a commercial. Vote Vets, by the way, not a left-wing organization. It's about veterans. And basically it says Captain Bonespurs is attacking the post office.
Right.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah, he actually came out and said that that's why he was doing it.
Yes. Oh, my God, he said it.
Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah, he admits the delay in getting a new stimulus agreement is because he wants to prevent Americans from voting by mail.
By the way, Trump and the First Lady requested mail-in ballots for Florida.
He said on Fox Business's Mornings Maria.
The White House confirmed what you just reported.
Yes.
I'll let you do this whole story quick, Craig. Before I mention this, I want to mention this real quick because I heard this on the way in.
Trump said on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria that the ballot thing is a scam again. He said denying them money means that he can prevent universal mail-in voting this November. He did later say that he won't veto a bill to give the Postal Service more money if it makes it through.
He's got his guy in there taking out the machines right now. There's video all across the country of the machines being taken out.
They are removing mailboxes in parts of Oregon.
Yes, moving mailboxes.
And could start to remove them nationwide.
This is fascism. By the way, the guy yelled at us a couple weeks ago, this is fascism, you dumbass.
Yeah, and we're against it. So I guess that would make us Antifa.
Yeah.
But
there was a, I keep hearing, every time I hear this story, though, and I hear this from regular mainstream media, they'll say, does he think the American people are that stupid? A lot of them are.
Yeah, yes, he does, and yes, they are.
But they act like it's a rhetorical, like, of course we're not that stupid. No, 30 to 35% of the American people are that stupid.
Yeah. We didn't get here because of the opposite.
Exactly.
That stupid or they don't care.
Either way, it affects them.
He did say earlier this month that mail-in ballots in Florida are fine because Florida's got a great Republican governor.
Yeah, who, by the way, is underwater politically there.
Now, there is no evidence that any meaningful amount of mail-in ballot voter fraud exists. The state of Oregon, for example, has provided more than 100 million mail-in ballots to voters since 2000, but has only documented about 12 cases of fraud.
Now, I did see this. A Republican strategist on yesterday, who was not a Trumper, was an old-school real Republican. He said Republicans are pulling their hair out, but I'm thinking, well, they can't actually do something about this, but they're pulling their hair out because a lot of their voters vote by mail. In fact, yeah. In certain areas of the country, Republicans have won because voting by mail. Elderly, lean a little right, vote by mail. I said, well, you know, those Republicans are scratching their heads, could do something. Sass.
They might get talked about. Somebody might say something bad about them.
Fisher, who's just in a bunker making $1 billion.
Mail delivery has slowed significantly in recent months. Many postal workers are no longer allowed to work overtime, slowing the process of sorting and delivering the mail.
Fact.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, major Trump donor, recently announced plans to reassign 23 post office executives and centralize power around himself.
Guy's worth $50 million, takes a $300,000 a year job. Wonder why.
So that he can centralize power around himself and get his boy reelected.
Thank you, Craig.
Can we vote by Amazon?
No.
Is that an option?
No.
FedEx?
And the post office is a
DHL?
Service that's been around. And by the way, and this Vote Vets commercial is so amazing.
It's good.
It shows a lot of veterans going way back at war receiving mail from the post office.
Right. Both.
Right.
Where they were fighting.
Right.
And back home.
Back home.
And they're also, and that's also part of the way that soldiers over there, wherever over there
right,
is,
right.
get to vote.
Right.
Yeah, but that's called an absentee ballot.
No, right. No. He wants
but
to
it's still
same,
by
it's the same thing.
Mail.
It's still the same thing.
Yeah, it's
mail
by
won't get,
mail.
Mail won't get in.
And if they, yeah, if they don't get in, then they don't, and if, it, yeah, if it's slower and they don't get it in.
Right.
They don't get to vote. Your vote doesn't count there, military guy.
Yeah, we'll take your explanation on why you think this is good if you're a Trumper. Just email us.
Yeah, don't call.
And don't say.
Don't call.
And do not say Obama or do not say Clinton.
Right. This is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's no one else's fault here.
You just hamstrung them there.
And don't say Biden for that matter either. Just say why you think the post office slowing down your mail. And by the way, it's called democracy. He's attacking it every freaking day.
Emmy award-winning show The Doctors is returning with a new host and a new format.
Who's the host there, Craig?
Dr. Ian Smith.
Who's talking to us next week?
Dr. Ian Smith.
Really?
Well, next
I
month.
Assume.
Okay, next month.
Next month.
Sorry, Craig.
Whatever.
Bush gets the day.
And that was a guest, by the way.
That show, I don't watch very much anymore because it's on at a weird time.
Yeah.
It used to be informational, and now it's just more sensational.
Yeah. Well, I'm not
they're changing directions and with Dr. Ian as a host and a new whole season long. I got the press release and
what happened to the handsome white guy? He quit.
He's out.
Okay,
got a handsome black guy.
I think his name is Travis. He's some ER doctor.
I will give it
somewhere.
I will give it a shot again because of Dr. Ian. Because Dr. Ian, I like that guy a lot.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
The theme will be take your power back. The show will be designed to empower viewers to break the fear and uncertainty of the current times.
You know what,
the entire season will provide tips and solutions which aim to empower Americans to get into better shape physically, mentally, and emotionally.
It's funny, though. Our rapport with Dr. Reed is pretty good. In fact, they reached out to us, right?
Yeah. No, she said they sent out the press release wide, but she said we wanted to reach out to some close friends personally, and that's why we sent this to you.
Hell, Dr. Ian flew into town to visit us in the studio. But my favorite rapport with that guy, which we should be able to call in. Well, ask him we can call into the TV show. We always say, can we drink a bottle of vodka and still be cool? You know, he always just yells at us. He's like the physical, like the health doctor, like Dr. Rena is for everything else with us, you know?
Yeah.
But I like Dr. Ian. Good dude.
And good gig for him.
Yeah, big gig.
A note for our Deadpool players. Just a note. A source exclusively tells Closer Weekly, and their sources are marginal. They can be marginal at best.
All right.
So we will also preface this by saying that. However, it does stand to reason. A source exclusively tells Closer Weekly in the magazine's latest issue on newsstands now. 99-year-old Prince Philip knows his days are numbered. He's trying to make the most of the time he has left with the Queen.
99.
The 94-year-old Queen stopped making royal appearances amid the coronavirus pandemic has been letting her sons take on more of her royal duties.
You said duties.
She just calls them appearances.
Right.
Because everything she does is royal.
That is true.
How old is she now?
94.
You mentioned, I'm sorry. Make the most time with his wife?
Yeah.
So you think he's still cracking that?
They are spending their days remembering.
Got some audio.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Remember the last time we did it?
It was the 60s. It was the 60s. We did it during the Tent Offensive. Sorry, that's a reference to the late 60s. Sorry, man. I could have picked a better one than that, but here it is. They've been married what? Since 52, maybe? No, she was coronated in like the early 50s.
Yeah.
And right after that, though, she got married pretty young.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. I've been looking at her for how many years?
87.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, they were married in 47.
Jeez. Subtraction King.
Jesus. They've been there.
72 years.
47? 73.
Yeah. 73 years.
They got nothing to talk about.
Remember that time?
Just get out.
No.
No, I don't.
Remember how you had your girlfriends all the time? And...
yeah.
No, sure don't.
Yeah, that's right.
Duh, forgot all about that.
All that
Alzheimer's.
Remember all that side action you had? I don't remember that at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, he's almost a defensive pick now, right, Craig?
Yeah.
For next year?
Yeah, I may have him on one of my lists.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not the
not in the seven.
Not
list.
The one that is leading the league.
Yes, it is.
Not the one that might take the title. Although I sincerely doubt it. These things just don't work.
I hope somebody kicks your ass. I don't want them to cry fix.
Right.
Yeah. After 10 years, you decide to fix it, which makes no sense.
To win nothing.
Maybe longer than 10 years. To win nothing.
And to get mocked for winning.
Yeah, someone needs to rally here.
Yes.
Somebody does. I'm not going to take myself out of contention. Just
No.
Because there's something, there
still
is
be a
some
plaque,
value
but the plaque will say runner-up.
Right. I won't even get a plaque.
No, we're not giving you a plaque.
Well, we got the rest of August, September, October, November. We got a long ways to go.
That's right. Yeah, we still have Dan Fogelberg season to get through.
But you are up by one hit, and that's a big deal.
We are
if it
still
was a tie, I'd be
technically in mid-season.
If you get eight, nobody's going to catch your ass.
2020, man. Nothing is out of reach.
Yeah, you're right. Everything sucks.
Nothing is out of reach this year.
Yeah.
We might have somebody get 11 hits.
Yeah. Everything sucks.
Then I'd look into it being rigged. If somebody got 11 hits, I would check into that.
Yeah, because you can only count 10. However, the 11th, could be the alternate that we get to pick.
Right.
Then that person should probably be investigated, yes.
Where were you?
If you hit all 10 and your alternate.
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, and it came in by mail.
Ooh. A home insurance policy for the Seattle home where Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain died by suicide in 1994 and which was signed with his full name, Kurt D. Cobain,
by the way,
just 74 days before his death, is going to auction.
That was his name on the credit card.
The letter is unusual as Kurt rarely signed his full name on any document.
What would he sign?
Just don't know.
Nirvana?
Bubba.
Yeah.
He probably just didn't put
the side
D.
name, Bubba.
Any idea what the D stands for?
That's his middle name. Stands for his middle name.
Yeah, what is his middle name? Anybody
know? Delano.
Is it?
No.
Donald.
That's a good one.
After Roosevelt. Yeah. Another great reference.
It's Donald.
Is it?
Is it really?
Donald.
Really?
Yeah.
Donald Cobain. I think everyone whose middle name is D is Delano.
Let's get your wife one and talk about the conspiracy that she had him killed.
My middle name is D, and I want to change it to Delano.
Nah, Dwayne's cooler.
I still love that your middle name is Dwayne.
Is it D-U-A or D-W?
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a D-U.
D-U, huh.
Oh.
Now, this lot that is up for grabs at the auction includes several photographs showing what the house looked like when it was originally built. It did catch fire a few years ago. A note on the Golden Auctions website stated, in the time between signing the policy and his untimely death, Cobain finished Nirvana's final European tour and unsuccessfully visited rehab in an attempt to treat his dependence on heroin.
Is this house owned by a private person now, lives there?
I believe so, yeah, but I'm not sure.
Those kind of houses are, you know, famous, man.
They are going to donate a portion of the proceeds to a suicide prevention charity.
So like 10 bucks?
It could, theoretically, it could be.
I always question whenever they say a portion of the proceeds. Why don't you tell me how much?
This was a Seattle house?
It's yeah.
Where he shot himself, yeah.
Okay. Because I think he grew up somewhere else.
In Washington. Aberdeen.
But there was something about his boyhood home, too.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah, that one sold a few years ago, I believe.
You're right. Aberdeen, Washington.
Yeah, so like the house was worth like $89,000 and it sold for $500,000 right. Or some crazy number.
Yeah, so you too could get this home insurance policy is all.
Yeah, well, people, a lot of big, there's Nirvana fans with money now, you know, he's been dead for
and a quarter century. It's his full name, which is apparently a big deal.
Right.
Who knew?
Yeah, I like that rock and roll memorabilia stuff,
yeah,
but
the house, yeah.
I'd want something cooler than his home warranty contract.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But you get his full signed name.
Yeah,
that's a thing.
Yeah,
apparently.
Still, yeah, not as sexy as a guitar.
No.
A guitar, anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
You
know?
An album, whatever.
Right.
Whatever it is.
A mic stand.
Right.
Something he used. Yeah, he must have put the home warranty plan on his credit card, and he had to sign his full name.
Yep.
Like it was on the card. There's something nice from your West Virginia nudists fans. Travel for work. There are guys all over the country on this job. I had a new guy in my truck listening to your podcast. We were having a conversation, and he stopped mid-sentence, looked at the radio, pointed at the radio, and said, did he just say, suck at Jesus?
Suck at Jesus.
No,
geez, yes, he did.
He did not.
I laughed. It was great. Thanks, guys.
He says it every day.
Yeah. That's a weird thing, too, because when I tweet stuff out sometimes about religion, I want to put that in my tweets, but I realize I can't. Because if it goes viral, it's out of context, but which is so crazy because we just say it. You just say it on the radio.
No, I don't.
I don't think it's actually out of context. It's just harsh.
No, that's what I mean. It's not out of context.
It means what you think it means.
Oh, yeah. It's
something you could lob up on Twitter.
No, that's
because not everybody listens to the show.
That's exactly
right.
Why I don't do it
on Twitter.
It's always a horrible religion hypocrite story I want to comment on with that term. Now I will still tweet it out, but I won't put that in there because I'm thinking, they don't get the bit.
Yeah, I think people that hear it, some people that hear it every day don't get the bit.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, see, that's horrible.
Oh, they get it. They just don't like it.
Okay, I'd give you that.
Did he just say suck it, Jesus?
Wait a minute.
Thanks for spreading the word on the show. We
yes,
appreciate
he did.
That. Love you, man. You can hear us all over the world via the web. TNTRadioEmpire.com. Streaming's there. Podcast available also now on Spotify. Patronize the advertisers, please. Because they've been really cool with us. Love the advertisers.
And then there's another one of these stories. We get them every year. Georgia principal apologizing for a racially insensitive photo in the school yearbook.
What now?
Families of kids at Dyer Elementary School received their yearbooks last week, which showed a photo of kids mocking people of Asian descent.
Oh, pulling their eyes back.
Yeah, the principal said the students were told to make a funny face for the photo.
Chinese, Japanese, look at these.
And apologized and called it a teachable moment, perhaps for himself.
Any Asians in the photo at all?
I'm not aware of that.
That person didn't have their hands on their face? All right, that's stupid. Okay. So, Craig, how about the Georgia mayor who said Biden picked Aunt Jemima?
Well, really? See, yeah, he, I was going to wait a little bit on that one.
He hasn't quit yet because he said, I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that.
He is apologizing.
A town of calling, Virginia mayor, about 90 miles outside of D.C., 5,000.
Crusty old guy?
Yeah, old white guy. Old white guy. Yeah.
Okay. Mayor Barry Pressgraves posted the comment about Joe Biden's running mate. And now people are calling for his resignation in the town council meeting on Monday.
You can't even call a black woman Aunt Jemima anymore.
He said that it was wrong, it was offensive, it was unbecoming. He asked for forgiveness.
Nope.
The town issued a statement saying that they reject racism. And then a council member said, this comment has a type of humor that has not been appropriate or funny in either of their lifetimes.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It's completely racist. So, yeah, call them out when you can. All right. John Gannett later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.